Washington, please announce your selection.
With the 7th pick of the 4th round, number 102 overall, the Washington Redskins select Kirk Cousins, quarterback, Michigan State.
Uh-oh. Well, there he is. RG3, you've got company in trouble.
Well, former Spartan quarterback Kirk Cousins was back in Michigan yesterday headlining the MSU Club of West Michigan's third annual Spartan Winter Tailgate in Grand Rapids. Current state contributor Russ White caught up with Cousins yesterday, who told White that his time at MSU made him a man.
Well, I tell people that I came to Michigan State at 18 years old as a boy, and I left at the age of 23 as a young man. And those 5 years I had at Michigan State were as fundamental in terms of creating who I am and who I'm going to be as any five-year period in my life. I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about leadership. I learned a lot about what it takes to have success and to be excellent in this world at a lot of different things. And it's hard to put into words and sum it up in an answer to a question what it meant to me, but I will say it was a challenging time. It was a very fruitful time, and it was a time that will prepare me, or has prepared me, for what I'm going to face down the road, and not just football, but academically, and spiritually, mentally, emotionally, in every area of life. I was challenged, and I grew at Michigan State.
And Cousins says he developed his character at MSU too.
There's no doubt it was a challenge to balance athletics and academics. I feel like the greatest challenge at Michigan State wasn't to be a great football player, to be a great student. It was the character that it took to do those things, to operate with character, to conduct yourself with integrity so that you are accountable for your academics, you are accountable to your teammates. And there's no doubt it was a challenge, and Coach D'Antonio never sugarcoated it. But to the guy who's willing to take on that challenge and operate with character, you have all the resources you need to succeed. Between that academic center, the coaches, the academic departments, everyone was willing to work with you as long as you're willing to help yourself. And the person who's able to take the first step and be accountable, the job can get done.
Two tight ends, two wideouts for Kirk Cousins. Le'Veon Bell behind him. Steps back, pump fakes, looking to his right, now looks over the middle, rolls to his right, trying to direct traffic and throw, now fires. Caught inside the five by B.J. Cunningham. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, MSU! What a great ad-lib by Kirk Cousins to B.J. Cunningham for a Spartan score.
Well, I think it is important to remember where you came from, and I think the ability to look back and give back maintains a healthy perspective for looking forward. I think if you are neglecting where you've come from or you're failing to give back, whether it's your time, your talent, or your treasure, if you're neglecting to do that, I think you're setting yourself up for failure going forward, because you've clearly lost perspective on what's gotten you to where you are. And to the degree that I can continue to give back, I think will continue then to help me moving forward.
Kirk Cousins under center. Starts to his left. Play fakes. Fires back in the end zone. Caught! B.J. Cunningham! Touchdown, MSU! What a play by the green and white!
For me, being a Spartan means operating with a high standard of excellence, regardless of the difficulties, the challenges that you may face, being able to answer the call, rise to the occasion, and get the job done. And that was what my 5 years at Michigan State were about. No matter how much on paper it looked like it couldn't be done or it was too difficult to do, it was a matter of beating the odds and getting it done.
All the leadership skills Cousins honed at MSU guided him in his relationship with fellow Washington Redskins rookie quarterback Robert Griffin III this season.
With Robert and all the attention he gets and where he's at first I didn't know how to take it, and it rubbed me the wrong way a little bit. And so I, at first, just kind of said, I'll let Robert be Robert, and I'll be me, and we'll just kind of do our own thing. And I learned over time, as the season was progressing, this isn't the best way to do it. The best way to do it is to compliment Robert, encourage Robert, communicate to him how I'm his biggest fan and I'm in his corner. And that's how I'm going to be able to have influence on Robert, or be able to have an influence on this team. And the second half of the season, I just decided I'm going to compliment the heck out of Robert and tell him how good he's doing every single time he makes a good throw. It's not going to be false, but every time he makes a good throw, I'm going to be the first one to say, Robert, that out route you threw there in that team period was phenomenal. That's big time. That's why you were the number 2 overall pick. You keep doing that, we're going to win a lot of games. Sincere encouragement I found in our relationship took off as a result. So it was that, again, servant leadership. Take your pride down. I know, Kirk, you want to be a starter. You'd like to be Robert. You're not right now. Rather than say, I'm going to do my thing and let Robert do his and never really have any influence or any relationship, lay down your pride, go over to him and swallow your pride and communicate to him, even if he's not going to give it back to you, if he's not going to be the same way back to you, keep loving on him, keep serving on him, and watch what happens. And I was able to watch what happened over the last 6 weeks of the year, and it was a pretty neat deal to grow in a relationship with him.
Cousins was excited when he got to play against the eventual Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens this past season.
I always said it'd be interesting to play Ray Lewis. I said Ray Lewis was kind of the biggest name in defensive football for all my years growing up. He's on the tail end of his career. I'm just coming in, but it'd be interesting to line up against him because as a quarterback, you look directly across into the eyes of the middle linebacker on just about every play. You identify who that is. You stare him down. He stares you down. So in terms of coming eyeball to eyeball with somebody as a quarterback, that's really the guy you have, and that's what Ray plays, the middle linebacker. So Ray just won the Super Bowl the other day, so last game of his career. So we played the Ravens December 9th, and I circled the game. I thought, man, that'd be interesting to play Ray Lewis. And ended up getting into that game, but Ray had torn his tricep a few weeks earlier and was still getting back and wasn't fully healthy. So he was there in street clothes watching the game. So I didn't line up against Ray Lewis, but did play the Ravens. And so I missed him by that much. And actually on a two-point conversion at the end of the game, ran in and scored. And Ed Reed, probably the next biggest name on that defense, it will be in the Hall of Fame, one of the best ever to play this position. He was the one who met me at the goal line and hit me. And I still got across the goal line, but he hit me. And I remember walking off the field, and in the middle of the game, you're walking the field going, Ed Reed just hit me. That's pretty cool. I've come a long ways from Holland Christian. So,
thank you to the Spartan Network for the audio, and I'm Russ White for Current State on WKAR.
Touchdown, MSU!
And you can hear more from Current State contributor Russ White every Sunday afternoon at 4 on MSU Today. That's on AM 870 WKAR, or visit him at SpartanPodcast.com.